Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm going over my 2020 predictions. It's just you and me, by the way. I'm going over my 2020 predictions. Just to remind you, I'm 7 out of 10, 73.3% accurate over 20 years. This is my 21st set. This segment, I want to talk about the economy, my predictions for the economy first. I'm predicting the economy will continue to expand, but will average no more than 2.5% GDP in 2020. Now, that sounds like it's low, maybe. Maybe that's a conservative or not a great percentage, but I believe that level will become the new 3% as a solid growth handle for a $21 trillion economy. I don't think 2.5% is anything to be ashamed of. I think that's what will happen. Next prediction, no fundamental economic weakness in evidence that we can see it right now will cause a 2020 recession. However, a Wall Street collapse from actual digital greed or virtual hysteria could create a recession. Remember 2018, September 2018, right? Next prediction, the Federal Reserve will continue to accommodative monetary policies on rates, that means no increases, and balance sheet expansions, that means they print more money. Hopefully they won't have to preempt another repo market shadow banking liquidity issue as they did in 2019. In the fall of 2019, they avoided another 2008. A lot of people don't know that. Next prediction, trade deals done and in progress. The China deal, the USMCA, one with China, with Japan, one with Great Britain, one with the EU, all those things will help sustain U.S. equities from a 2020 correction. Next prediction, the U.S. equities and the dollar will continue to be safe harbors for global investors and contribute to less volatility. Again, once again, the U.S. will save the global economy. Prediction, a combination of the U.S. being a petroleum exporter, the slowing global economy, and the global economy's decreasing dependence on carbon fuel will hold crude and natural gas prices close to the 2019 level, which is in the high 50s, low 60s range. Now let's move on to technology. Two tech sectors you'll use more strategically in 2020 are the Internet of Things, IoT, and artificial intelligence. I know those are not new things, but you haven't used much. You probably haven't used them much, or not as much as you think you would, and you're going to change that in 2020. But you have to remember, beware of the IoT cybersecurity issues. They don't come with a firewall. You got to produce that in your system, in your network. And also AI tools, they'll help you. You got to use them to help you make decisions. Expect that to happen. Next prediction, you'll hear more about 5G mobile, but it won't be available to most of us in 2020. It's being rolled out, but most of us, your phone, the phone you have in your hand is not 5G, so all that has to change. Prediction, an emerging metric for corporate America will be an increasing expectation of digital trust, prompting corporations to reveal and deliver online trust policies. You'll see more companies talking about trust this year. Next predictions, these companies like Amazon and Facebook and Google, they're not going to be able to hide behind the algorithms did it excuse, the cop-out, anymore. They're going to have to announce self-monitoring processes. They can no longer say the algorithms did it, as they've been doing. Next prediction. Just as HTML tools made websites useful online as online interfaces, crypto interfaces will do the same for blockchain applications, especially smart contracts. You'll start using crypto tools like HTML to create, in the form of applications, to create blockchain smart contracts this year. Next prediction. First revealed here on this show in 2016, no emerging technology is under the radar of most people the way blockchain has been. That's going to change in 2020. You're going to have to stop being, you can no longer be illiterate about blockchain. You've got to learn more about it this year. Go read my essay on my website on blockchain. It'll help you. In the wake of the collapse, the virtual collapse of Facebook's cryptocurrency Libra, the U.S. government will establish regulations for their own cryptocurrency, and because making it, realizing that the global cryptocurrency is their dollar, is their most powerful tool, and they're going to protect that with their own cryptocurrency. The U.S. government regulations will do that. Next prediction, the U.S. will launch its own cryptocurrency version of the dollar, that's not the same as e-money, as a defensive move against increasing use of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Ethereum. They're going to have to do that. Next, long-term prediction, by competing with fiat money and e-currency in payments, corporate cryptocurrency like the Libra, things like that, will ultimately become the greatest long-term threat to sovereign nations. And last prediction on technology. Social media usage will increasingly be associated with rising levels of anxiety and social dysfunction across all generations. Often subconsciously, users will begin to adopt the attitude of, just because I can doesn't mean that I should. I want you to think about that, folks, as you use technology, especially as you punch that inner key and so on social media. Ask yourself this question and conform to it. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should. That's an ethical attitude we all need to assume. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.